Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Sorry, it was a little bit of a delay in connecting here. Ada Marie was here a moment ago and now is gone. This is Mary Blake, your host, and I hope she does call back in. We have been having difficulty in connecting. She seems to be preoccupied in other aspects of her work. My work is quite different. One second. Here she is now. Hello,
hi.
Ada Marie.
I've been trying to get on the show. I've been having a very hard time.
Yeah, so did I at the beginning. It seems to be happening rather frequently.
Okay.
At any rate,
I was trying.
We're here now, and Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a third-generation seer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. So she channels spirit and answers questions. Ada Marie, do you have anything to tell us from spirit so far today?
Well, what I can tell you is I've been almost 20 minutes trying to get onto the show, and I can't figure out when I keep dialing over and over, I can't make it. But I finally, I finally was able to get on.
Okay. Well, we're here now.
Yeah.
And that's what spirit always tells me, is be here now. There's only one time, and it's now, and there's only one place, and it's here. So.
Right. And I think we are very, very lucky to be able to communicate with spirit, because I have seen some miracles happen for people that wouldn't happen otherwise. So.
Mm-hmm.
That always is a thrill to me, to see people become believers and know that they are one with the universe and they are one with God. All they have to do is have the patience to wait until He can communicate with them, because it doesn't always happen instantly, as you know. Sometimes it happens hours later, or even a day or two later.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah.
So, have you received any messages from Spirit today, other than just keep trying until you get connected?
That's the message I was receiving, but I had not received any other messages. When I had been busy the last 3 days working with different people who have had tragic experiences and trying to make them understand there's a lesson. There's a lesson in the experience, and I would walk through the experience with them, and then they would see the lesson, and they seem to be okay. But I haven't heard from any of those people yet, although I've had about 35 calls in the last 48 hours.
I see.
I've been busy. I worked until midnight last night.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Spirit's work is never done. So.
I know. But you know, it's interesting that some of them don't even realize that it is a message from Spirit. They think it's something they thought up in their head.
Oh, I know. And very often we talk ourselves out of Spirit's messages.
Right. And that's a mistake. You want to be silent and wait until you feel other things adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
And things will add to it if you're silent to let it happen.
And too many times after you talk yourself out of it, you kick yourself and say, why didn't I listen?
Yeah. Amen. So have you been doing?
I have been working on my book. You know, I'm working on an expanded second edition of my book, Journals of a Healer, and I read the new title is Bye Bye Bad Karma. So I'm about a third of the way through it by now, and it's pretty exciting because I can't work on it without reliving what I went through. You know, it's the spiritual. I imagine you have the same thing when you
it's an unfolding.
You think about the.
But
so. Go ahead.
I think you're doing great, though. Your auric field is very bright.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It's
been it's very powerful what I've been doing. So.
Yeah, and your energy pattern is so bright. I mean, it's like the sun. It's really bright. So the things you're receiving are coming in bunches, and I mean, just one over and over and over. So you're really being put to work.
Well, I think it's just about time. in the first book, I was told it was too dense and too long, and so a literary agent told me to cut it in half, and started out at 86,000 words, so now book one is 75,000 words, and book two is 65,000 words, because I realized that I didn't give enough explanation of exactly what was going on and why it happened, because it was all just plopped onto me by spirit, and so I just said it like it was and didn't and. People who weren't there didn't understand what was going on. So now I'm trying to explain a little bit about how it came about and how we were feeling. At first, I just thought it was, you know, a once in a lifetime experience, and
it sounds like a lifetime job.
Well,
it
is. It's definitely my life work. That's for sure.
Right.
But
Well, I'm thrilled to know you because you have this opportunity for this wonderful energy to come through you. That's fabulous.
It is. It's amazing, and it all. Came about after I dedicated the rest of my life to being an instrument of divine purpose.
Perfect.
So that is, I guess, that's what's happening.
And it is, and you're doing wonderfully well.
At any rate, we do have someone here who wants to ask a question. Are you ready to answer a question? Okay, hold on a second here. Hello.
Yes, good evening, ladies. Bless you for taking my call.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Jean, and I'm calling from New York.
Good. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. Actually, it's a question about something that happened to me on Friday morning, probably around 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. I was laying on my side, and something came in. It felt like a hand made a complete circle very gently on my back. And I just, you know, said thank you.
Did it leave you with any energy?
It just left me feeling just relaxed.
Oh, okay. So you've been having trouble relaxing?
Yes.
Yeah. So they took care of that, so you should be able to relax a lot easier now.
Okay.
You see, they seem to know what we need, so if we just allow them to do what they do, they usually help us a great deal.
Okay. Yeah, it was just so, I wasn't scared. I was actually asleep when it started, and I woke up in the middle of a complete circle on my back.
Yeah.
And I was just curious. I was just curious, Jean, what part of your back was the circle?
It was over my whole back. It started when I actually woke up. It was on the side. I felt it on the side. Then it came all the way around and made a circle.
Wow.
On my whole back, yeah.
And do you feel a lot better now?
Yeah. I wasn't sleeping very well. I wake up for a couple hours and couldn't go back to sleep. And at that time that happened, I went back to sleep. When I woke up, I felt that doing a complete circle, and I said thank you, and I went back to sleep.
How wonderful! Now you're sleeping well.
Yes.
Good. That's a good thing, you know. That's a miracle, but it's a blessing. It's a miracle blessing for you, and not only your health will improve, your energy will improve. You'll feel so much better. And you'll be able to do a lot of things that are really positive and inventive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything
else? It seems
that
your energy has been balanced.
Okay.
Sometimes we have the energy that comes through from spirit, and it stops in some place along the spinal cord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great.
That's good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's
so. Now it's up to you to use that energy in positive ways.
Okay, I sure will.
Good.
That's a positive thing. So
thank you, lady.
Yeah. But you are led to use it in a positive way because that's how it comes to you.
Oh, yes. It was so gentle and relaxing. Like I said, I didn't get scared, and I just said thank you.
That's wonderful. No, not enough people remember how to say thank you. I'm telling you.
And I have a lot of spiritual things that happen in my life. So I used to be really, really scared, but I'm not anymore.
Good.
It is
good.
You know, often when we get scared, we reject spirit's gift.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. But ever since I was little, I was taught that gift has a meaning. And even if you don't know what it is, you will know later on. Some of it I didn't find out until I was in my 30s. Now
yeah,
I know.
Because last night it was actually a dream about a lot of snow. And I know that's new beginning.
Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah. So I'm grateful for it.
Right. I was trying to get on the show today, and like several times I've had this happen, I dial into the show, and I can't get through, and I can't get through. And finally today I said, Father, I'm sorry. I have patience, but will you please help me dial into the show? Bing, 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 bing. There she was.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering what was going on. I was like, oh, they're late, and I figured it was some problems. But, you have to have that patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I had problems dialing in, too. They kept saying I was giving you the wrong ID. It was very strange, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. But I just kept trying and finally got through.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of people hung up, but I'm glad some of the people did hang on.
Yeah. And you know, you can't control spirit. You have to have the patience and the understanding that they are at our beck and call, and we are the ones who have to have the patience for them to complete what they have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, we have to make it easy for them to come through. So.
Right. And that is what
we do. We do have someone else with a question.
Okay.
So if you're
thank
if
you.
You're clear, Jean. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
I'm terrific.
This is Lisa.
Lisa.
How are you? Yes.
And you have a question?
Yes, I have a question for Ada.
Okay.
I would like to know if she sees a move coming up for me in either September or October.
Now, I missed the first part of that sentence. What did she say?
Do you see a move coming in
a
for
move.
Her in either
yes.
September or October?
It appears to be coming in mid-September.
Okay. So start looking.
Yes.
All
and
right.
You'll be happy with it.
Thank you, because I am so ready to move from where I am now. Yeah, because the landlord.
But you will have help.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You have somebody who will help you, several people, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that'll
wow.
be a good thing.
All right, and do you see how much the rent would be?
Pardon?
Do you see
she wants to
the
know how
number?
Much the rent would be. Lisa, Lisa, spirit,
okay.
Spirit doesn't know about money.
Okay.
It doesn't know very much, but it will be within your means to be there
okay.
and be at peace with yourself.
Oh,
it will not be a
good.
Struggle.
Oh, nice. Okay. I will start looking.
Right.
Sounds good.
Well, and you'll be happy there. People are nice.
Oh, okay. Because I was looking for a room.
Well, you'll
and,
find one.
Okay, with another female. So that'll be great because, you know, just to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start looking. Sounds good.
Well, you should. And take your time, because you'll find the right place with the right people, because you'll know right away that they're your friends.
Oh, okay. Really? All right.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. I'll continue listening to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we're going to the next question. Hello.
Hi, this is Sue. How are you?
Good. You
Good.
Said your name is Sue?
Yes, Sue.
Okay, and you have a question?
Yes, I do. I am trying to move, and I'm waiting for employment. I currently work, but I'm trying to transfer or move to another company with my current agency. And I just want to see what you're picking up in terms of when the move will be.
In late September.
Oh, that's soon. Oh, wow, okay. Is this one of the jobs I've already applied for, or is this a new job I need to apply for?
I think you've applied for it. I think you have the job when you move. It looks like you're going into the job.
Okay. Okay.
You'll be quite happy.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to be patient. And it's a timing issue because I work for the public sector, so it's a timing issue as far
yes.
as the job.
But you'll be there, and you'll like it a lot.
Okay. Okay, and anything I need to prepare for with the move that I'm not doing now? I mean, I've kind of downsized and all that.
Right. You will downsize, and you will be happy after you do it.
Well, I've started it, so yes.
Yes.
Is there something that I need to, take into this process?
Pardon?
is there something I need to do to in this transition that
well,
I'll be
have you found the place yet? Because it doesn't appear that you found a place to move.
Well, I'm not really worried about that because I have options there. Getting something new or moving into one of my properties that I have. So I'm not really worried about that. Just
okay.
My aspiration, actually, my affirmation is to create more balance, and that's why I want the move because I want to lay some roots down now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you'll be just fine, and you'll be happy when you get moved there.
Okay. So you're saying sometime in late September.
It's a good thing. Late December, right? September.
Oh, September or December?
September.
September. And then my current job is, they're going to miss me, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah, but I want to relocate to another, the other state.
Well, you can move anytime. This is a good season between now and the beginning of October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but you're seeing someone calling me for the interview.
I see it like that.
Okay.
So you have a lot of wonderful things to do and be able to work with. Amazing. Amazing. I see people gathering around you like your long lost friend.
Oh, friends or family?
Friends, yeah.
Okay, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'll be
you
good.
May be working with them, but they're it's like they're really happy to be with you.
I may be working with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a lot of friends back at the other place where I want to go back to. But okay.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be good.
Okay. And finally, okay, thank you.
Go ahead. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to see if you pick up any guardians or ancestors around me.
Not at this time.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sure there are some around you, but none making themselves known right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Sue. One second. Now we have another question coming up. Hello.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi,
how are you, Suzanne?
I'm okay, just having a very tough weekend. Car troubles, and I'm trying to find a higher-paying job and a boyfriend and everything. Would you see a different job coming in for me in September?
In September, late September.
They're hiring.
There's a lot of changes going on between now and October.
Well, they're hiring teacher aides, like for the beginning of September, because that's when school starts. I'm going to apply where I sub as a lunch monitor. Do you see me getting that one?
Yes.
But they would start
that
like.
Came fast. Wow.
Well, I'm going to apply Monday.
Okay, that's good.
Do you see me getting hired?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I work for a bus company, but it's just part time. It's not enough hours.
Right.
Do you know what grade, what age kid I'm going to get or anything?
No, I don't. I just know that they'll be grateful to have you. There's something about you that they really will appreciate.
Oh. And
it
do
could
you see
be your punctuality.
What?
It could be your punctuality.
Oh.
You function all the time.
Do you see me getting a boyfriend?
Yeah, along about Christmas time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this year. This Christmas. I don't know. You'll be in a crowd of people. I can't even tell you. There'll be a crowd of people, and you'll be at some kind of a doings or going to some kind of a doings, and you'll meet someone, and that'll be a wonderful relationship.
All right. And my last question, do you see anything? My son's girlfriend just broke up with him. He took it back.
Oh, that's funny.
That's it's hard to connect with third parties.
Okay, all right.
I was waiting for an answer. I wasn't getting one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you see anything with the job or relationship, the other person?
Well, I see you having several opportunities for a relationship, but I see you, the job is a good job for you. Why would you worry about it?
Well, I have to get my resume out, an application to them by Monday.
Well, do it.
I will.
Okay. Then you can go to work on Wednesday.
No, it doesn't start till September 7th.
Well, then you'll start September 7th.
Or whenever it starts, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll have to go a couple of days early. They usually do.
Yeah. And my car just broke down. Do you see anything? Do you see what it is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If I did, I would tell you, but it's very positive. There's a lot of laughter around you right then.
When? In December?
When you're applying for that job, there's a lot of joy and laughter in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll apply on Monday, and that's the only thing good you see?
Well, I think that's a good thing. I see a lot of things, but I think you're asking for something now, and I'm telling you the only thing I see is Monday. You're doing something. You may be taking the job.
Yeah, I mean, the applications have to be in by August 14th. They probably won't interview a week later, but...
Right. But get it in there tomorrow and see to it that you get a chance. The earlier
I will. I'll go
in
to the library, fill out the application, because I have to print it out, and then I'll give it to them.
Yes, okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. That's a good thing. Do it soon. Okay.
I'm doing it Monday morning.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, and it looks as if we're out of questions. So,
are we really?
Unless someone just dialed in, I'm not sure if they have a question yet or not.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes, they do have a question. Let's check
okay.
and see what's up here.
Patterson.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Maria. Yeah, call it from
Maria.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you have a question?
Yes, please. I want to know if Beris is watching with my daughter. Beris.
I didn't understand one word of that. What did she say?
I'm not sure what she's saying. Something, she's asking a question about her daughter.
Yes. The name of the person is Vargas.
She's what?
Vargas is the name of the person. She's working with my daughter.
I don't understand the question even.
I'm having a hard. Can you say it a little bit slower, Maria, so that maybe you can understand a little better?
Okay, Vargas. She's gonna work with my daughter.
What?
Vargas.
Yes. She's gonna work with my daughter. She's gonna give a contract to my daughter to work.
Okay.
Now, did you understand? What did she say?
And I'm not sure about, I thought I heard Verdes. Is this someone's name?
Yes.
Or this is some kind of a job?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
What?
I guess, I think the person named Verdes, she said, is going to give, she wants to know if she's going to be giving her daughter a job.
Yes.
Right. Very nice.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, it took a minute to understand that you were telling me someone's name.
Right.
We're getting there. We understand it now.
Yeah, we're only human.
Yeah.
That's why everybody makes a mistake.
Okay.
Okay, then, and anything else about the job, Ada Marie, that you can tell?
The only thing I can see, because she was having so much trouble trying to say it, the only thing I can see was there was just a real peaceful energy behind it, really peaceful. I couldn't figure out why we were having so much trouble, because when she said her daughter's name, everything was peaceful and quiet and easy.
Okay.
And then every time
good.
She started talking, it went rah, 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 rah. I couldn't understand.
Well, she was frustrated because she couldn't get us to understand, I think.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck, and I hope your daughter is happy with the job, and that's good.
Right.
Let me ask you something. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I want to know, your sister going to Italy in December.
What?
She wants to know if something is happening in December.
They're going to go in Italy.
Going to Italy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a trip to Italy,
right?
In December, and how will it be then? Is it going to be a good trip?
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It won't be what she wants, but it'll be okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
okay.
very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria. Okay. And we have another question here. Hello, who are we speaking with here?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Lori, enjoying your show. I'm listening on my computer, and now I'm calling into the show.
Oh,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful show. Yes, ma'am. My question is, I've applied for several jobs, and I got one call. And an interview by the name, his name is Emmanuel, just like one of God's names, Emmanuel.
Yes.
And I want to know what you see in regard to the work situation with that job, or honestly, whatever insight you have to offer me regarding job or a home move or hoping to sell our house, just whatever you see or whatever you feel I need to hear.
Well, I think the job, that's one job that'll be okay, but I think you've applied before somewhere and there's another job that'll be a better job for you.
That's what I was feeling, but I don't know which one because I've applied
well,
to so many.
Well, wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. Don't try to decide. Let the universe give you that job.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, don't mess around with it. Let the universe bring it to you. It will.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll get the phone call, and then you'll know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you see what field it's in? Because I do teaching and I do writing.
You write and you teach. Now, what's your question?
Which one will it be in?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, will you be teaching in? You'll be teaching people how to write. Too bad.
I love that.
Okay, well, that's it.
I love that. I write poetry and philosophy, and I love to professionally to be paid to just do it all day long. But if I can teach it, well, that's the next best thing.
Okay, good.
Do you see anything with my physical move? My husband and I love our house, but our homeowners association is not very warm to us, and we don't understand why. We don't even mix with them. They're not very, very kind to us, almost at the point of nitpicking, and we feel the need to move. But we do like our house.
There's a better place separated from any association. Simply standing alone. Watch for that place. It's not far from you.
Ooh, that's what I wanted to hear. Ooh, there you go.
Well, it's there. You'll see it within the next 60 days.
Ooh, goody gumdrops. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. Every time I call in to you, ladies, you guys take me on a higher plane of happiness.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Thank you.
Just keep walking around the block till you see it.
Wow. Wow. And that's what I want. I want to be close to. I love the neighborhood. I love everything about it. But where we're at, I don't know why they don't accept us.
Some people have control issues, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And that's what this is.
Oh.
And you just go hold hands at night and walk around the area, and you'll find a house. It won't be hard. The minute the sign is out and you walk by, you can take it.
Wow.
But you got to walk around at night and the evening and see what's going on. Okay?
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. That's a good thing.
It is. It's a very good thing. Oh, my goodness. And as for the job, you said I'm going to get a call about it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'll tell you my dream. My dream is to write for a magazine. And,
you will.
Oh, my goodness, my spirit's jumping. My spirit's jumping. It really is. It's jumping. When you ladies talk, and I'm not trying to flatter you, there's like an old soul spirit of direction and knowledge. I'm intuitive, so I tap into that.
Listen to your intuitive senses and go by them.
I do. I tap
Good.
Into that motherly instinct of comfort that I so desperately seek because I don't have a mother figure. I was the mother figure for my own mother, so it's been kind of tough.
Well, but
you
brought okay.
that in from another lifetime, I believe.
Right.
What?
You brought that in from another lifetime.
Yes, you did.
How
but it'll be fine because you can do it. It's it within you to do it, and you can just listen to your wisdom and use it.
Wow. And it's just as simple as that. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yes, you can do that.
Because that's what I've been doing so far.
Yeah.
It's as if your spirit in another lifetime felt
you're
that
drawing
you
on,
hadn't
you're
been
draw
fair
on that
hadn't been fair to that to
yeah.
her spirit,
right?
So you kind of paid back, but you're all paid back now, so you don't have to worry about any more about that.
So you can draw on whatever you need.
So I can what?
You can draw on whatever you need.
Wow, and even whatever the issues were with my mother-in-law.
Right.
because she's my mother-in-law and my mother in this lifetime have been horrible to me. Horrible.
Well, there's that's called jealousy. So do just be polite and be nice and stay out of her way.
Yeah, I do that with both of them, but it's not easy because mother is someone that everyone should love and be loved, and mother-in-law is somebody that you want to care about you because your spouse really cares about that parent. So it's been kind of unfair in this lifetime to me. Unfair because
I know it is, but it happens all the time. It's called jealousy.
Yeah. Let me use a better word. It's been unmerited because there's nothing really special about me. It's been very unmerited.
Well, there is something special about you. You're a spirit of God.
Thank you.
You are. And that's very special.
It is
extremely
indeed.
Special. So you just go along with God and everything will come out fine.
Is that the problem that they have had with me? Is that they don't?
What you do with them is you bless them.
Okay.
You wrap them in white light and the violet light of wisdom, and you bless them and bless them and bless them. I blessed a lady one time so much that she couldn't even talk. When she came out of it, she was a nice person.
Okay. And what you need to do is to stop expecting things of them that they don't have to give you.
If you don't
expect anything from somebody, you won't be upset when you don't get it.
Right.
I've distanced myself and cut them both off. I don't have a communication or contact with either one of them, because their energy is so dark that I would literally find myself getting sick at the prospect.
My spirit guide says that's just how they are. She says that's just how they are.
And there's nothing anyone can do to change it because they won't change. They'll have some incident that will change them, but they won't change until that incident happens. And that may be down the road. Who knows?
Is it the same with my sister? Because I love her dearly, but I can't be around her. I tried.
There's a jealousy there. She won't accept you. Sad, but true.
The important thing is that you be peaceful with your own path.
Right.
Yeah.
And as long as you're true to yourself, everything will be fine.
And you know, even though your sister's not accepting, it doesn't mean that she don't need to be given love and light. And just send her love and light whenever you think of her. And eventually, it'll break through that shell. She might be 90, but it'll break through the shell eventually.
And my brother's the same thing. I love them, but they don't love me back.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So don't bother to call them.
I don't.
Good.
And wow.
Good.
Oh, where does that leave me, though? I've got my husband that I love dearly.
Well, you have friends, and you have a lot of friends that are just like relatives, like sisters and brothers.
I do.
Just remember, my mother said, my grandma said, the family you are born into is not necessarily the family you're going to grow with as you grow older. You will build a family around you, and they'll be completely different than the ones you were born with. Boy, was she right. She was 110% right. And I have some of the most wonderful people for family, and I have some of the most ridiculously nasty people for relatives. So I don't associate with them.
You just describe my life.
Yeah. You just dismiss them and go on to build a new family.
Yeah.
And you will be very happy because you will build it with people you love and they love you.
I love my dad. He died 10 years ago, but after he died, a lot of things came to the forefront that I blocked out.
Yeah.
It was very, very enlightening, but also very disheartening and very sad.
Yeah.
And I really don't want any more contact with him from the spirit world. I
right.
love him dearly, but he just was not...
Mm-hmm.
He was no better. He was no better.
Yeah. You can feel that.
Really?
Well, don't forget that he's a completely different person now.
Right.
In the spirit world.
Totally.
He has learned things that he didn't, that were hidden from him when he was on the earth plane. So just don't shut out spirit because of something that happened on earth.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. That's unlocking the other piece of the puzzle. We get so focused on what's in front of us that we forget that there's things that are still going on. Just because they're on the other side of the veil doesn't mean that they're not existing, because they are. They're learning like we are on this side.
Yes.
When we
true.
Come under the earth plane, we lose contact with the things that we knew before we came here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it has to, because when we leave the
sure.
earth plane, we don't take the same anger that we had while we were here.
You got
so,
it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The only people who keep the anger are the people that don't quite make it all the way, maybe get stuck on the astral plane. And that, then that's unhappy. That they're the most miserable spirits you can imagine. But
and eventually they're so miserable that they have to give up and become peaceful.
Yeah,
it's true. They are so wretched and so miserable that they just literally give up. There's nothing for them because they're so miserable. And once they give up, they begin to regenerate. And that regeneration could take, you know, centuries. And you don't know how long it could take.
That's
is my dad stuck in that area of, because somebody is around me all the time making noise, grabbing things. There's a lot of spirits here in this house, and I'm just assuming it's my dad asking for help.
Where are you living?
In Florida.
Okay.
Orlando, yeah.
If you're mm-hmm. having trouble with bad spirits in your house, say the Lord's Prayer 3 times over some salt in a dish. Then take the salt and sprinkle it a few drops now, not a handful, throughout the entire house and property and say, be gone and go with God, be gone and go with God, be gone and go with God, and all that crap will disappear. Happens all the time.
So say the Lord's Prayer over a bowl of salt 3 times, spread it around the property and tell them to...
You can do it in the house and the property and the car and anything.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that because there's sounds, there's whispers, there's pops, cracks, crackles all over this house. Now, they don't disturb me. They start my little jewelry box. They make all kinds of noise. I don't know who's calling out for attention, but it needs to stop.
You just need to exit them, get rid of them.
One of the things that I do in my work, I call it rescue missions. I work with earthbound spirits and help them to go to the higher planes.
Right.
And if you will get my book, It's called Journals of a Healer.
Uh-huh.
And it's available on Amazon. And in that book, there is there are two rescue missions where I help people who are stuck, spirits who are stuck on the earth plane. But you know, they don't stay here because they want to. They stay here for several reasons. Because one, they're scared. Maybe they were told they were bad and they were going to get burned in hell and that kind of thing, you know. And the other thing is that they are afraid that maybe they're not worthy. Another thing, they can get stuck in shock when they leave until it's not a normal, ordinary way to transition, you know. And the other way is when they get fixated and they are holding on to a person or a thing or a property here on earth. So if you get my book, you will probably begin to understand a little better how to deal with it. Okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, indeed it does. It sounds like a great great direction and understanding.
Right.
It's good.
And
that you guys...
my name is Mary Blake, so one of the things is called something at the Sheraton, and that it was happened in the Sheraton Hotel here in New York City. Was pretty wild. So this book is about things that actually happened, you know. So as best I could portray them. So that's about it. And we do have someone else calling in with a question. So thank you so much, and make good use of the information you got, okay?
Thank you. My name is Laura. I appreciate it.
Good. Thanks, Laura.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're running close to the edge of time, too.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
And who
so
are
much
we speaking with?
Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, okay.
Yes. I was wondering, somebody approached me recently to work with them. I don't know, it almost seems too good to be true. I was wondering if you could pick anything up on it. He said it might involve some travel, too. He contacted me through social media. I saw like what he's done before, and he seems legit. But I'm not 100% sure. We're supposed to have a call in greater detail tomorrow.
What are you seeing?
I'm sorry?
What are you feeling? What is making you question the offer, Catherine?
Oh, it just because it's almost like it could be a gift from the universe. It just came out of nowhere. It was just like, I see you online, and I see you do something similar to what I do. So maybe we could work together, type thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm looking a good horse in the mouth.
Has this person given you a website to check out?
He gave me some samples of his work.
And how did you feel about them?
They look pretty good. They do look pretty
so
good.
So what do you think is causing you to doubt and to say... It's to say it sounds too good to be true.
I guess just like my past, it's, I've always like struggled and, you know, to find people, you know, that are legit. You know, maybe sometimes it does come along that easy after you've struggled so much.
Yes. And sometimes you, Ada Marie will tell you, you get, you something good happens and you and you're scared to take it because it sounds too good, and then you miss out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You turn it down. You can't look at everything like it has a problem behind it. You have to be listening with your heart, not your head. Because when something is good and it's being given to you, you will feel the goodness in your heart, right?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Okay. So
sometimes you just need to ask the right questions. Would this be good for me? Would I be good in this situation? Is this
right.
something that is meant to be? And keep asking until you get the answer.
Right, and don't quit asking. Just meditate, go to sleep. If you wake up with an answer, write it down, because you will forget it by morning. So
mm-hmm.
just keep on until you get enough information to make you feel like either yes or no.
Oh, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you both so very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And it looks as if we are definitely at the end of the hour.
Right.
And is there anything else you want to say, Ada Marie?
Oh, I want to say my phone number is 520-896-9510. And I'm in Arizona, so you can call between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And if you call any other time, leave a message in your phone number, but you have to have your name and your phone number, or I don't call back. Does that make sense? I hope.
I think they got it. We're not connected with anyone right now. They're hearing us, and we're not hearing them.
Okay.
So would you like to repeat your phone number so you can make sure that they had a chance to get a pen and write it down?
Okay. 520-896-9510. Is that better?
Good.
Okay.
And my phone number is 212-724-4081. We did have one more person calling. Are you able to take one more question, Ada Marie?
Yes, we can only because we're at the end of our time.
Okay, just a second. Hello.
Hi, Ms. Ada Marie. Thank you very much for taking my call. It's Melissa. And
Melissa,
I have a question, Ms. Ada Marie.
Yes.
Hello?
What's your question?
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to make sure. My question is, do you see my income improving? Like, would I still be getting income coming into me?
Yes.
Thank God.
It will improve a lot more than November.
Oh, that's good news. Hallelujah. When you say that, is it because of work or because the project I'm going to be doing, or
I can't answer that question. I just know that I see you having more income starting in November.
Oh, beautiful.
And
that's what I thought. And is there a special like a herbal tea? Because I get a lot of headaches, and I'm not under medication. But is there like special seeds or something that remedies that take away headaches?
No, I don't know. I can't answer that question either.
Okay.
I think chrysanthemum tea is very good.
I couldn't understand what she was saying.
She's asking if you can recommend an herbal tea for headaches.
Oh, well, that's the only one I know is chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum, okay. I'm going to buy that tomorrow. I'll buy it tomorrow.
And
yay!
Steep it for 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
20.
20 minutes, and can I put like a little bit of lemon in there, or can I put sugar, half a spoon of sugar, or no?
I don't know. I just make it plain. I don't add nothing to it.
Okay, I'll do that.
You do whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, thank you both of y'all ladies. It's been a blessing. Thank you very much.
Okay, and so all I can say is love and light, and we will see you next week.
Okay, and love and light to you, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.